going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Bark, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And our program this morning is truly inspiring. It's also very near and dear to my heart because I have a personal vested interest in this particular program. It's a perfect timing as the season of Lent. Now we're almost into the home stretch as we prepare our hearts and souls for the upcoming Holy Week in a couple weeks. And this special episode of Catholic Education Plus is dedicated to the Living Stations Ministry. And we're excited to share this ministry with you that involves both adults and our youngsters in the parishes in the Catholic schools throughout the Diocese of Pittsburgh. First, I want to say a big thanks to our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning, I'm really honored to have with me as a special guest in studio, Mr. Mike Stack. Mike has been involved with the Living Stations Ministry for more than 30 years as a volunteer. Mike, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
It's a blessing to join you, Father Tom.
And
thank you.
Just on a personal note, you and I've known you longer than I've been a priest.
You have.
Yeah. When I was a seminarian at St. Vincent in Latrobe, I was assigned for my summer internship at St. Ferdinand's in Cranberry, now called Divine Grace Parish. And so I met you and the youth minister, Andrea Wheeler, back in 1998. So 26 years. That's quite a remarkable journey.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I owe the journey that I've taken to you and Andrea. And as I began, we can talk a little bit about that, that journey, but you were definitely integral, and so was Andrea, our youth minister.
Now, we're featuring the Living Stations, and Living Stations program has followed me to all of my number of parishes, and I'm going to be having you on Palm Sunday at St. Joachim and Ann Parish at St. Michael Church in Elizabeth, Palm Sunday evening at 7:30. Tell our listeners a little bit about the background. How did you get involved with Living Stations?
Yeah, I got involved in Living Stations. It'll now be, as you said, close to 30 years. And I was a little lost in my life. There was an emptiness. Everything else was going really well, except for that little emptiness, that void. And I took about a 20-mile walk one day as a journey. And I don't know that I've ever shared this with you. And I was a little hoping for something to happen, a voice, something to guide me. I had a Bible. I had some power water and a power bar. And I ended up at my mom and dad's house. And my mom and dad were just amazing, best parents. And I knocked on the door, and my mother said, "Where's your car?" And I said, "I walked." And it was about 20 miles. And it was snowing. It was cold. And she said, "Wow, what did you do that for?" And I said, "You know, I'm just a little lost." And she said, "You know, come on in, got a change of clothes," said, "Let's go out to dinner." And both my mom and dad said, "You know, you're a creature of habit. You do the same thing all the time. And why don't you try something different? And why don't you just take a step, one step?" So I had heard about St. Ferdinand. St. Ferdinand at the time was 13,000 people in the parish. People were parking up and down 19 just to get in. And I said, "You know, I think I'll give it a try." And I did one evening, and it was around Christmas time, and heard one of the best sermons about the spirit of Christmas and how not just sitting at home waiting for the spirit of Christmas, but to go out and experience it and step out that door. So I went out to the priest, Father Charles Geiserhardt at the time, and said, wow, that's an amazing sermon. You should put that on tape and so everybody could hear it. And do you mind if I talk to you for a few minutes at some point? And he said, sure, come to my office. That was the following week. And I walked in and said, I'm a little lost. There's a little void in my life. And I'd like to do something. I remember telling him distinctively, I'll wash your windows or maybe cut your grass. And he laughed and said, we don't need anybody to cut our grass or wash our windows. But how would you like to be involved in youth ministry? And I remember thinking, boy, I had a rough go as a teenager, so I'm not sure if that would be the best. And he said, we're not looking for somebody who's perfect. And I remember him saying that. And I said, okay, we'll give it a try. And he invited me the next week. I met Andrea. She embraced me with open arms, as did the youth ministry team and the Living Stations team at the time. And now for all those years, I can't imagine doing something else in that period of time in my life.
That's almost like a prodigal son has returned. What a remarkable story that
it was. My parents were very wise.
Wow.
And I was lucky to have them stay with me through some of the challenges in my life. They never gave up and gave me some really great advice. So perhaps there's somebody out there today that might be listening. And if you take that one step to get out of your comfort zone and maybe do something different, you might get closer to finding something you really really can enjoy being involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Living Stations is definitely a ministry. It's an interactive prayer service. Tell our listeners a little bit about what goes into this, because this just isn't no little small potatoes here.
Yeah, wow. We start, Father Tom, in January, the first weekend of January, and we end on Good Friday. And we're there from, our crew comes in anywhere from 12 to 12:30 and is probably out by 4:30 on Sundays. And then when we travel, to your church, we'll actually be meeting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to load the truck, to get prepared. We come down and do a run through and set everything up. We probably won't get back till 10:30, 11 o'clock. And then we have to unload the truck and put everything away. It's done in what's called the tableau vivant form, which is called the living picture. And so we start out in the dark and we provide a picture. And that you will hear music, you'll hear readers, you'll hear singers, beautiful singers that begin our prayer service. And then the lights will come on and you'll see a picture that we've painted of one of the 14 steps that Jesus took to his death and then to resurrection. And the lights will go off and we'll paint another picture for you.
It's just amazing that every Sunday during Lent, you and the crew, you grab like the U-Haul trucks and you make the trip to whatever parish and you literally go around the whole diocese of Pittsburgh and to be there for that afternoon and come in and you literally just come in. You take pictures of what the altar looks like, and then boom, the stage crew gets ready, the cast goes and gets prepared. There's always a nice meal, and then the cast gets dressed in their makeup, and the stage crew is setting up the scenes, and then boom, then the cast goes back upstairs for like a walkthrough, and then the stage crew is fed. So it's a well-oiled machine, and there's all these adults and helpers there. And then after the production, everybody tears down and you literally run the vacuums and clean and put the microphone back and it's spotless. It's just like amazing. And then I know it's a long day for you and a long night, but very fulfilling. Would you agree?
Yeah, Father Tom, if we had to start at 10 o'clock in the morning and go till midnight, I think we'd have the same team. They're dedicated. It's like a family.
Mm-hmm.
And being part of that family is so important to them because they know that we have each other's back. I remember my father passed away, and I walked in one time. It was the week after, and I said, I definitely will be there. And this one young lady came up. She was in our youth ministry and also our Living Stations. And she said, I just want to let you know we've got your back. And I know it's, a challenging journey that you're on. And if you need somebody to talk to, I'm here. And wow, what more could you ask for?
So the youth and the young adults, now you're part of St. Mark the Evangelist Parish, which includes Holy Sepulchre in Valencia and St. Killian's in Cranberry. And so how do you recruit, if you will, or open up the cast and the crew to be part of Living Stations every year?
We are always looking for new youth and adults to join us on the journey. It begins really right after Living Stations ends on Good Friday. We begin the process of the preparation for the new year with a survey just to see what we could have done better, both from our adults and from our youth. And then we have a meeting to determine if there's anything we need to do during the summer to prepare. And through that summer, we also meet with our youth for Life Team. And so we have a youth program, and we break bread together. We play basketball. Some of you listening may have had the opportunity to play basketball together. And we break out a subject. And at that time, we also have some of our youth come in and talk about the youth talk about Living Stations youth ministry and how they can participate and what they might want to get involved in. And that really stimulates a lot of conversation with both the parents and the youth. And that's kind of how it begins and how it ends every year.
So when you finish up for Holy Week and Easter, boom, you're already thinking for next year. And then obviously put the equipment and things away, but you're always upgrading, like the costumes mm-hmm. need sewn and yeah. Getting new props, if you will, the makeup. And just it's probably a whole year commitment to it's constant.
It becomes
it's a fluid
part
thing.
Of your life,
yeah.
And it is an absolute joy. Wow. My father used to say, when you do something you love, you'll love what you do. And that certainly is true here for our Living Stations ministry.
And as a witness to watching this, for over 26 years, you never get tired of it. And I always tell people, people like to do extra things. They like to come to Stations of the Cross on Fridays at their respective parishes in prayer services or listen to it on the radio or TV or on the internet or YouTube. But when you see this live theatrical performance with the youth actually being involved, it comes alive. It's like right there, right in front of you, and you get a front row seat. So it's just very heartwarming. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And on this Sunday, March the 10th, we are featuring Living Stations from the youth ministry at St. Mark the Evangelist Parish up in Cranberry, Mars, and Glade Mills. And with me this morning is a special friend of mine, Mr. Mike Stack. He's a wonderful key volunteer for the Living Station ministry at St. Mark the Evangelist. Mike, tell us a little bit about how did Living Stations begin? So, over 30-some years ago, right?
Yeah, it would be 1984 was the first Living Stations ministry prayer service. And that began with Father Tom Galvin and the Brinkle family. You may know
Tom
the Brinkle
and
family.
Yep.
Tom and Mary Ann from up in Cranberry, and they have a greenhouse up there. And then we also had George Vorosik. George was the youth ministry at the time. And the goal was to get our youth involved instead of just watching from the sidelines, get them actually active. And they all believed that that would increase participation. It would help with building a stronger faith for them. And that's really how it moved forward. And they just started with a couple tin cans with spotlights that were stuck into the tin can so that it would illuminate more. And they built a couple props and a cross. And off they went. And Tom Brinkle actually used his truck from the greenhouse to take all the equipment around.
And then the script, was that written by Father Tom?
It was, yeah, and George.
Mm-hmm. And George,
George was the first director.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to meet George many years ago, and we had a 25th year reunion, and it was amazing to hear some of the stories from him. And Father Tom Galvin, we met along the journey mm-hmm. at his parish. He invited us to share the Living Stations with his parish and to get his perspective on it. And they're really the ones that paved the way for us to be here today.
So then every year, this Sunday's during Lent, then you have a schedule and you promote that, you list that schedule. And tonight, March 10th, you'll be at St. Ferdinand's in Cranberry.
We will.
And then next Sunday, you'll be off, take a breather. And then Palm Sunday, you're coming to see Father Tom Burke.
Yeah, we're all excited. you always welcome us and just with open arms, everybody at your parish. And you have a meal that everybody looks forward to. You know, with youth, they love food. So if you can provide food and we can break bread together, you and I always, and Andrea, get the chance to sit down and talk and catch up. Sometimes we're so busy, it's throughout the entire year that we don't see each other until we get to Palm Sunday. And so we cherish that time, and everyone looks forward to coming to
and
your
I
parish.
And I think what's on the menu is mac and cheese and chicken fingers.
Wow,
so
yeah.
How about that? Kids' meals, right?
Absolutely.
The kids love that.
Yeah.
And even the adults and even Father Tom loves the mac and cheese.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
And so, and you and I, obviously, you've been with me every Palm Sunday throughout my years. I remember we went to St. Paul Cathedral, Good Shepherd in Braddock, St. James in Swickley, St. Mary Magdalene in Point Breeze, and then now this will be the very first year at St. Joachim and Anne at St. Michael Church in Elizabeth. So I'm really looking forward to opening up the door and pulling out the red carpet for your
Wow, we appreciate that. And
yeah.
You know, I think one of the other things that I hear so often from our youth and our adults is you get to visit other parishes and meet other people. Our youth get a chance to meet the youth from the other parish. We always ask them to join us for circle prayer, and so that we can build a relationship. And some of our kids continue to keep in touch with the other youth that they meet at the parishes, and to see some of the amazing churches that we have in Pittsburgh is truly a blessing.
What impact have you heard over the years? And I'm sure you heard tons of things from the kids, the participants, from the parents, from the adults. What are any intriguing stories you'd like to share with us this morning?
Absolutely. You know, Father Tom, one thing that is consistent is that it's made a difference in my child's life. It's made a difference in my life as an adult. And also the parents are as part of our ministry as everyone else is. They have to get their child to the youth ministry, which isn't always easy. They have to pick them up at night, which can be difficult when we travel, get back at 10:30, 11 o'clock. And so we actually do discuss this a lot with the parents. And they said, wow, what happened to my child? And they grow in their faith. They build a strong foundation. And the parents really appreciate that. Dave Harris, who's has been as long as almost I have in the Living Stations and Youth Ministry, said this past weekend, "It's a family. What would I do without my family on Sundays?"
Wow.
And I think that really says it all.
Yeah, Dave and Peggy, they go
Dave
way
and
back.
Peggy Harris.
And their kids, I saw their kids grow up too. And just amazing that these adults that I've been knowing over the last 26 years are still involved.
They are. We have alumni, two alumni, Dave Pulaski and Tracy Crandon, have come back to help us out. And obviously they have a close tie to our youth because they actually were in the Living Stations and participated. And so they can give it from a, see things from a different perspective.
So somebody listening this morning that might be interested in maybe hosting Living Stations like next year, or wanting to get involved or help out, how would they get some information to get in contact with you?
Andrea Wheeler is our youth minister. I've known Andrea. Boy, she's like a sister, such a good friend. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Andrea. And so getting in touch with Andrea, if you're interested in participating, or if you're interested perhaps in having your parish have us visit the Living Stations next year or in the coming years, A. Wheeler at stmark.org. She's also on the website at St. Mark Parish, and you can find her in the youth ministry.
Great. And then every Palm Sunday, you know, you come to Father Tom Burke's
place, right? Yes, as long as I'm breathing, we will be there. And as long as they have me, they will have me. I will be there on Palm Sunday, Father Tom.
And as we are now coming into the home stretch of this Lent and season, of course, tonight you'll be back at St. Ferdinand's in Cranberry and then down in Elizabeth in a couple weeks. How are you kind of winding down your Lenten season and preparing? How are the kids winding down as they're coming into the home stretch with all of this?
Yeah, you know, every week it's like we have to have a new sense of energy, a new spirit, because for us, there's no real winding down until we get to Good Friday, we always break bread together about midnight. After we get everything cleaned up, we go to the deck house in Cranberry, and we break bread, and they all get a stipend to buy something to eat, and we get a chance to catch up and say thank you to our seniors. We say goodbye, and please don't forget us, and please come back and help and be able to provide their input and their insight, which is so valuable for our youth. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, we start it all over again with a meeting with our adults. We have a survey to see what perhaps we could improve on. And then we plan our meetings for the summer and also for the fall. And then we're ready to go with promoting the living stations to see who might be interested in being involved and start looking for parishes that would like to have us join them.
That's great. Well, so you wind down the year, but then you gear it right back up. So it's time keeps ticking away.
Right? Yeah, and it doesn't. You know, the you get energy from it. Being around youth, our students, you just get the sense of energy. They have a passion, and I know you may hear some things about youth and that maybe things aren't that great for them. You know what? It's really amazing when you meet our youth and what they've experienced and been able to overcome, the insight that they have. I learned more from them than I'm sure they learned from me.
And for those who are listening, if you have not had the opportunity to see Living Stations again, they are performing this evening at 7:30 p.m. at St. Ferdinand Church of Divine Grace Parish. That's on Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. That is tonight. And then on Palm Sunday, coming up on March the 24th, it will be at 7:30 at St. Michael Church of St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth Township. And that is 101 McClay Drive in Elizabeth. It's free and open to the public. Free will offering is always welcomed. But please bring your youth, your young adults, senior citizens, your family members, really prepare for Holy Week and the season of Easter, and you're in for a wonderful treat. Mike Stack from St. Mark the Evangelist Parish in Cranberry Township, thank you for being with us here this morning.
Thank you, Father Tom, and we look forward to meeting all of your listeners out there on our journey.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the fourth Sunday of Lent, and there are two options for this particular weekend as we are celebrating the second scrutiny for our RCIA candidates and catechumens, those who will be baptized into the church for the very first time, and those who need their first Holy Communion and confirmation. They are called the elect. And at that Mass, they will read that Jesus heals a blind man. And this gospel passage is about healing and also Jesus reaching out to the outcast, and he makes the blind man see. So that will be when the RCIA candidates and catechumens, the elect, are celebrating the second scrutiny. And at the other Masses, we are also featuring the Gospel of John, John 3:16, a very familiar gospel passage for Catholics and Christians. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And Christ is the light of the world. He came not to condemn, but to save. And those who live by the truth, they come into full light. And on this fourth Sunday of Lent, we look at the gifts of prayer and fasting and almsgiving, and out of love and gratitude for the merciful Father. So as we were featuring the Living Stations and walking the Stations of the Cross with Jesus on this fourth Sunday event, let's really be mindful that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. Thanks to our sponsor, Sam and Judy Spanos. And we'll be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
Hey. I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.